You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition. I'm Anthony Kastermans, joined by Dick Cagle, and getting ready for the ALCS here. Pretty awesome to see the Royals advance this deep into the playoffs and also facing an Orioles team that's also shaking a long-time absence from this deep into the postseason format. Orioles haven't been this far since 1997. Obviously, the Royals haven't been in the playoffs since 1985, so everything is new to them. But, DK, this has really been a great run, a fun run to watch. It's kind of like, they're kind of pushing that boulder up the hill all through the end of the season, just trying to get to October. And then the wild card game was obviously very hard fought, goes deep in extra innings. And then, not to say they've been coasting since then, but really handed it to an Angels team that had the best record in the American League. And those are all hard fought games. So how impressed are you with just the way this club has really risen to the occasion here?
Well, very obviously, Anthony, because, for those of us who have been following them all year, we know how hard they play, how dedicated they play. And so it's not really a big surprise for us. It's kind of a surprise now, I guess, that they've kind of put things together right at the right time.
Yeah.
All of a sudden their hitting is going, which is a big concern. And they're hitting it at the right times and the right places. So, they've always had the pitching and the defense and the speed, but now their hitting seems to have picked up. And I think it's kind of caught fire all over the country. In fact, Ted Yost at this morning's workout was saying that he had the feeling that now that, in fact, he said, I think the nation has fallen in love with this team, because people love their energy, their excitement, the things they create on the bases. They're just, like you say, a fun team to watch, and they have been. And although we could probably do with fewer extra inning games.
Well, it just adds to the drama. There's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, they're definitely fun to watch. That moment with Kane making that great play in the outfield, and then his reaction to that, which kind of sums up. It was kind of a perfect moment, kind of summing up where this club is at right now. And, looking ahead here to the LCS, and depending on when people listen, the rotation might already be set by that point. But as you go into it, Shields, Ventura, and Vargas are all locks. And then it seems like the big question is Guthrie versus Duffy. And I know they've wanted to be careful here with Duffy. With his innings, and especially him dealing with the shoulder situation late in the season, but it's got to be awfully tempting to consider him for the rotation as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And that Duffy had a real good game against the Orioles. Now, of course, that was some time ago, in May, but he did pitch seven perfect innings against them. And really dominated them. So that would be a factor, I think. But now it's, as you say, a lot later, and he's pitched a lot more innings. But still, Duffy's had a real good year. Now, on the other hand, Guthrie is a savvy veteran. He's a fly ball pitcher and might adapt well to a start at Kauffman Stadium. So those are all things they're thinking about now. And I don't think... at least at the latest, that has made a decision yet.
Guthrie, of course, has his own personal history having played for the Orioles, so that would be a storyline there if he does get that start. But, just in general, DK, you mentioned the offense coming alive. Eric Hosmer has been a big part of that. And, here's a guy who has basically struggled to live up to the real, high prospect hype. But he had a decent season when healthy, and now he takes it up a level in October, which is something that you got to think has long-term benefits for him too. He's so focused pitch to pitch this time of year, and to have the success he has, and his confidence has got to be sky high. And you think about the lingering effects of that, not just here in the present tense, but also as his career goes forward.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You know, Hosmer is a very key part of this team, and you know he's hitting fourth now and delivering the big hits. And oddly enough, Mike Moustakas now is coming around right at the right time.
Right.
He hit whatever it was, 219 or 212 during the season, but he did have some home runs. He did have some RBIs, and now. You know, he's hit a couple home runs in the postseason, and he looks like he's hitting much better against left-handed pitchers also. So that's a big plus. And, you know, with Hosmer, of course, and Moose came up together, and they're a real big part of this team at the two corners.
I remember talking to Raul Banez down the stretch this season, and he made the point that, you know, even just going through the race to get to the postseason is going to be so beneficial for those young players as they move forward in their careers, because there's just nothing like that environment where every pitch matters, every inning matters, and the heightened intensity of that, what it brings out of you. You know, DK, it seems like every year, you know, whatever the postseason formula is just whatever works. Whatever team wins, we can easily say they had the right postseason formula, but as far as the classic, traditional, you know, what you expect out of October, you know, the Royals seem to fit that perfectly from their standpoint of, you know, their ability to win close games with, you know, by playing great defense, by running the base as well, you know, keeping pressure on the opposition on the bases, and also locking it down in the bullpen. And, you know, obviously they weren't able to overtake the Tigers in the Central. That was a long fight. They fought them well, fought them to the final day. But you look at this team in October versus that Tigers team, and you saw the Tigers' weaknesses were exposed. You know, the lack of bench and lack of bullpen help, and here the Royals show, you know, how much of a big factor those two things can be at this stage.
Yeah, I think you're right, Anthony. Those are good points, and I think the Royals are going to hold up very well. I was talking to George Brett yesterday, He sees a lot of similarities between this team of 2014 and the 1985 team. And Art Stewart, the scout who's been with the Royals forever, said the same thing. I mean, they got this good, solid pitching, the good defense, probably even a much better defense than that 85 team had, and they've got good speed without, you know, a lot of power. So there are similarities there, and the 85 team surprised everyone by winning, and maybe this team will do the same thing.
Knowing what you do about this team and knowing what you do about the Orioles, you know, they're fairly evenly matched. Different, I guess the biggest difference is just how they generate runs offensively. The Royals using more of their speed. They've certainly shown power here in October, but the Orioles have had that power all season. What are the big keys to you looking ahead to this ALCS as far as the Royals taking care of business here against Baltimore?
Well, I think Baltimore was kind of tough to run against this year, but the Royals have got to go ahead and show their speed, because that's a big asset. They've got to not be afraid to steal bases, and they've got to show a good starting pitching. It must get that six innings in, at least most of the time, get that first six innings in out of their starters so they can click into that big three of the back end of the bullpen, and that's a big factor for them, and a big factor that Kelvin Herrera is healthy too, because there was a kind of a worry over him there for a day or two. So I think those are the big factors. They got to use their speed, get the good solid pitching from the starters, and then get into their back end of the bullpen, which has just been locked down almost perfect.
Yeah, both of these clubs have very deep bullpens. And, yeah, you mentioned Herrera. It just seems like what he said, he just needed a little massage of that forearm tightness, and he's good mm-hmm. to go. It had to be a scary moment for them, just losing him for a minute there.
Yeah, and the scary thing for Kelvin, of course, was that two of his fingers were numb. And he, you know,
right.
He said, right away, I was thinking Tommy John. You know, that's something goes wrong with the arm of that extent. Pitchers start to get quite a bit worried. But And the next day he was okay. So and throwing 101 miles an hour, so I guess he's okay.
You know, one last thing, DK. You mentioned George Brett earlier. The series has two great ambassadors on hand, and Jim Palmer and George Brett. Jim Palmer for the Orioles, of course, and Brett for the Royals. I think George Brett's reaction at the end of the wild card game there probably summed up it best for everybody. But what do you think it's like for him? He's stuck around this team all these years in his retirement. He's been active, you know, in the community and with the ball club. He must really be enjoying this ride.
Oh, he is. I mean, he's right there every day. He's going to be on the trip to Baltimore. He is really enjoying it, and he enjoys it. He's there in spring training every year, every day, in uniform, helping the kids, being kind of an ex officio coach. I mean, he is a team vice president, of course, and he's around to give advice and to let the front office pick his brain when necessary. So he's very much involved in this team and very excited, too. Very, very excited.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are really wrapped up in their storyline and probably wrapped up in the Orioles storyline as well. It should be a really entertaining series. And, you know, you got to like each club's chance of going all the way if they can get past this round. So I want to thank Dick Cagle for joining us. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Enjoy the LCS. This has been MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition.
The most popular way to follow every pitch of the postseason is with MLB.com At-Bat, the number one mobile app for live baseball. At-Bat brings you live postseason baseball wherever you are with dynamic features such as live radio broadcasts, replay reviews, scoreboards, highlights, stats, series schedules, and more. Get the award-winning MLB.com At-Bat app for your favorite smartphone or tablet. Visit the App Store or MLB.com today.